This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The economy may affect the presidential election in many states, and that is especially true in Missouri. That battleground state had a rough time in the last recession. The candidates have been traveling across Missouri to talk about their economic plans. NPR's John Itzde has been traveling across the state, too, and he found voters with very different views of economic conditions.
At one point in the recent recession, Missouri had lost more jobs than any other state in the union, more than 100,000 at its lowest point. That's partly because manufacturing employment fell sharply during this recession, and Missouri has lots of factory jobs. So this ad, which aired last week in the state, was a welcome sign.
The Boeing Company is looking for individuals who envision a better future and want to build a better world. Boeing would like to invite you to its interview event in St. Louis Friday, August
20th. Boeing, the largest private employer in Missouri, is adding 800 jobs in the next year, mostly in the St. Louis area. Its regional manager, Pat Finneran, is bullish.
As we're coming out of the recession, we're seeing job growth. We're seeing more investment in our business, and that's going to continue job growth for the foreseeable future.
Things are also looking up at 4030 Shenandoah Avenue in St. Louis, where Craig Schnitzmeyer's small construction company, Historic Homes, is renovating another house.
From my viewpoint, the economy would seem to be booming. All my suppliers talk about how they're all busy. You know, my subcontractors are always busy. People are buying these places pretty quickly. They stay on the market for a month, month and a half.
Schnitzmeyer gives Federal Reserve Chairman Alan Greenspan most of the credit for the strong economy. He is troubled by stories of U.S. jobs going overseas, but he says he'll probably vote for President Bush in November. At a job site on Allen Street, another Historic Homes crew is cleaning a trashed building. Brett Bockhorst and Mike Muller say they're ready to vote right now.
I plan on voting for Bush. I like the war on terror that he's fighting, and I agree with him on some of the domestic issues, like tax cuts.
How about you, Brett?
Actually, I'm not going to vote for Bush. I loathe Bush, so I'm a veteran. I'm very against this war in Iraq. I originally was for it, but I don't think that this is a war on terror. I think this is a war for Bush's own agenda.
And what about the economy? Is that playing a role in your choices during this election? Mike?
I wouldn't say too much. I think to some extent the media's tried to bring it down because they're not in favor of Bush. But I think all in all it's rebounding decently well, I mean, considering what we've been through.
Data from the past several months suggests that Missouri's economy is recovering swiftly, but it's still more than 20,000 jobs short of the peak numbers back in the year 2000. That jobs shortfall is hurting business at Christopher Faulkner's barbershop, which serves the African-American community on Delmar Street.
Every time somebody get laid off, usually the neighborhood barbershop is one of the first to suffer, because people have to cut back.
Nana Williams, who rents a chair from Faulkner and styles women's hair, says her clients aren't showing up as often either.
Yeah, because they have to prioritize. They'd rather just go with a bad hair so they can afford food for the kids and, you know, school books and other things that they have to put ahead of the table. People are going back on the welfare program if they can, you know, qualify for it. So yeah, they tell you about it and they let you know.
Williams says her customers blame the Bush administration. When you leave St. Louis and head west on Interstate 70, the heavy truck traffic is a reminder of the role oil plays in the economy. But Missouri has some of the lowest gas prices in the U.S., around $1.80 a gallon at this gas station along I-70 in Wentzville. Patty Rain, who's filling her car here, says as long as it stays below $2, she's not worried.
I think the economy's on the upswing. It's doing really good. I think President Bush has really done a great job.
Is the economy playing any role in your decision about who to vote for?
No, it's more of the issues, the moral issues. Abortion issues, the same-sex marriage issues, honesty, his integrity, things like that.
Rain says she'll vote for Mr. Bush again in November. Off the highway and about 30 miles north, things are far more peaceful on Faye Pavelka's farm.
That's an alfalfa field, cornfield. Then there's a field just on the other side of the creek, beans. The cattle are mainly, well, you can see a few of the cattle. See through there?
Pavelka, who's 72, has managed this farm since her husband died 16 years ago. She says her diesel fuel bill was up $2,000 this year. But crop and cattle prices are strong, so it's not her economy she's concerned about. It's her children in Chicago and St. Louis.
You know how companies have downsized over the last few years, and they just are never sure that their job will be there tomorrow.
Have you decided who you're going to vote for in November?
Kerry.
Why is that?
I don't like Bush's policies. I don't think we should have gone to war in Iraq. I don't believe in his tax cuts. And the thing is, the tax cuts wouldn't have been bad, but he hasn't reduced spending. So our national debt is growing in leaps and bounds.
Further west, the city of Columbia, in the center of the state, is home to the University of Missouri. It's also home for Tyrone Enyart. He returned here to go to school a couple of years ago after being laid off by Sprint during the big telecom bust. Enyart is 41, has two children, and just got his bachelor's degree. But he says the job market is difficult.
There seems to be a lot of opportunities out there, but the employers are very selective in hiring, and I've had a difficult time even getting any interviews, so it's been rough.
Enyart voted for Mr. Bush last time, but says the president needs to offer some new economic ideas, or Mr. Kerry may get his vote.
It's kind of difficult because they both seem to have a similar message in that, you know, yes, we need to stimulate the economy and we need to, you know, have some growth in job creation. But again, I haven't really heard yet what they're going to do to help that along.
On Missouri's western border in downtown Kansas City, Missouri Bank and Trust's offices sit on Main Street. 42-year-old Grant Burcham runs this family-owned bank, which caters to entrepreneurs. He says Kansas City's economy was hurt by the layoff of thousands of workers at Sprint and a couple other large companies in 2002, but now things are looking up.
We're hearing across really all segments, business is good, business is up, just a general optimism out there.
Burcham is a registered Republican, but he's uncertain who he'll vote for in November.
I am completely undecided right now and trying to figure out which way to go. Bush's pro-business demeanor is a good thing for my business and for our economy. I worry about his environmental track record. I worry about Iraq. John Kerry is a little bit of an unknown for me still, but I do worry about increased taxation.
This isn't 1992, when President Bush's father lost his bid for re-election, in large measure because voters hadn't yet sensed that a recovery was underway. This time, public opinion polls suggest the war in Iraq is the most important issue. But the unsettled views on the economy in Missouri suggest that in the close contest in this swing state, the economy could tip the balance. John Itzte, NPR News.